and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is called The Weekly Pint. This is a show where I drink stupid things because it entertains you. And I got the stupidest tonight. I used to do a thing called the schnappening, and that was fun because schnapps were delicious. And then I've been on this quest to find, to learn about rum. And in my quest for learning about rum, I'm trying to drink as much rum as possible. So I've been trying to drink different rums every week of the show for as long as I can keep that up before I get too antsy and want to make cocktails out of rum. I found another bottle of rum. I found another bottle of rum in the house. And when I found that, it reminded me that I had a bottle of rum stashed away that was kind of an experiment, I think. That turned into something else, and I have four glasses sitting next to me to do some kind of blind taste test, and one of them smells horrible. Like, this might kill me. I might die on the show, which I guess is good. Good entertainment. Also, my kids are still awake. I'm pretty sure that they do this just to mess with me because they're just running back and forth above me. So that's awesome. Also, my light's too bright. It's chaos already. Okay. If you're new to this thing, it's a happy hour. So as you jump on the live stream, tell me what you're drinking. If you're listening to this not on live stream, please tune in on Monday nights at 9:30 because, well, I mean, this may never happen again. Because, like I said, this may do me in. But if for some reason I survive, jump on the live stream. Monday night's 9:30. I said that right. You can get on the chat. You can call into the show. The number's right on the screen. 567-70-DRINK. You can call in and tell me that looks delicious, if it does, which it does not. So two weeks ago, we dove into something that I didn't know a lot about and have no desire to know any more about. Captain Morgan. This is a spiced rum. It tastes like vanilla and sadness. So, but we drank it because it was here in the house, and it was something that I needed to explore on my rum quest, and I did. I explored it as far as I need to explore it. I'm pretty sure something is happening here that shouldn't be happening. I think my exposure keeps changing on the camera. I cannot handle this. Hang on. We're gonna fix this. Or else it's going to drive me crazy the entire show. Okay, I think that looks fine. That should be fine. I think that'll be okay. I think it'll be all right. It'll be fine. Oh Lord. I promise one of these days I'll get it together. Captain Morgan. Ryan says it goes from good lighting to darkness. Yeah. I think something was on auto instead of not. All right. So everybody, what are we drinking? Chris is having a Rheingeist Cougar. For anybody that is following along at home, that is a beer that does not exist anymore. So that's going to require a little bit of explanation. All right. I swear I will get all of this stuff figured out. I'm still not loving the lighting. That one's not even on. Oh my God. My kids have jinxed it all. It's easy to blame them on things. Oh, that one didn't even want to work at all. We might have lost a light. Well, that's disappointing. I'll fiddle with it later. It's fine. You guys don't care about the background lighting, right? Oh Lord, I'm all discombobulated already. That's the way it's supposed to be. Julia is having water. She had enough to drink at Speakeasy Night and has an early morning. Ryan's having a Red Legger Amber, an alt beer from Northern Row. Josh is having Sierra Nevada Rye Torpedo IPA. Eric is having Mystic Groove. Since it's now legal in Ohio, he's in an undisclosed location in Kentucky where it isn't. I was realizing that. So the other day, this has been like a little while, I was debating on doing a show about weed water and kind of talking about everything and then drinking some on the show. And then I realized I can't. Like, I can't even do that. I would have to go to Kentucky to do the show because I can't even legally possess it in Ohio. I let alone do a show about it. It's kind of crazy. Let's see what else. Eric says I had Red Legger this week and loved it. It was dark for an amber, but tasted wonderful. Chris says, sadly, this fanny pack did not age well. These are going away. Going to the Three Floyds Deluxe Lager. Yeah, those are pretty, they've got some age on. They're pretty old. Blake jumping on, having dimmer, tiramisu, branch and bone. That sounds good. All right, let's get into this. So we drank Captain Morgan the other night, 2 weeks ago, and I didn't like it. But, and I say but because this is for science, I found this bottle of spiced rum tucked away on one of the bars here in the basement. This is like a generic Captain Morgan. It's called Lady Bly. I mean, you see the similarities here. They're both plastic bottles. Oh man, this is from Paramount, which is for anybody that has bought cheap booze before. You know, they are renowned for quality. It says Lady Bly Authentic Spiced Rum captures the essence of the pirate spirit with a blend of premium rum, spices, and natural flavors. Yum! And when I found this though, and I started thinking about it, I remembered that a really long time ago, I mean, we're talking, it's been well over a decade. It might have even been multiple decades at this point. I don't know. I made this big batch of my own spiced rum. I didn't make the rum, obviously, that's illegal. But I infused my own spiced rum to try to figure out a way to make something that tasted good. And I have a little bit of it left, I think. This is a mystery bottle of booze that has been tucked away here in the basement. It's a little dark, but I'm thinking that this is spiced rum. I did also make like a cherry bourbon at one point. But I'm pretty sure that's not what this is. It looks like it could be, but I don't think so. I think that was all gone. So I'm pretty sure I have three different spiced rums here. To round it out with a fourth, I have a shelf down here that's just things that are future projects that need done, videos and whatnot, things that need tasted. And this has been sitting here for longer than I care to admit also. They have since been purchased, I believe, by Anheuser-Busch, I think. This is Ritual Zero Proof Booze. Now, this is not spiced rum. This is just a rum alternative, a zero-proof rum alternative. Now, they say on here that it's really supposed to be drank in cocktails. It's supposed to just substitute for rum. I'm pretty sure it's not going to taste good by itself, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to tell exactly which one it is because when I poured it in my blind taster glass. These are, you can't see through them. When I poured it in this, It was like pouring syrup in there. So I'm pretty sure I'll figure it out. I'm also pretty sure that that's what I'm smelling here in the studio is a foul medicinal syrup booze alternative. So I'm going to work through all four of these. We're going to try to see which one's which. I do have my cheat sheet when we are done. Number one is Captain Morgan. Number two is Lady Bly. Three is my infused one. And then number four is the fake rum. But I cannot tell which is which. There are numbers on the bottom. As I'm drinking them, you may see them. Don't tell me if you do. These are already shuffled, but I'm going to just keep shuffling as I talk to you because I have no idea which is which. Oh, God. I will know which one the fake rum is because it smells so bad. Okay. Where should I start? You guys tell me. One, two, three, or four. And we'll get through this. Let's see. John downed two Bapples, two Dogfish Head 60s, and an Oberon while being an extra for an indie movie filming, then wrestled my teenager and won. That's a good day. I bet you didn't have any rum substitute, though. This, okay, we have a 3-4, 3-3 wins. We'll drink that one first. Okay. I will eventually do a video about these. I'll make some cocktails with them. It says warm vanilla, toasted spice, and the velvety decadence of dark rum without the alcohol or calories. Except it has 10 calories. So it has calories. For when you're driving, you can drink while you're driving. when you're driving, dieting, training, making a baby. Ooh. Don't you drink when you do that too? I don't even know. Taking a break, staying up late, getting up early, or just have stuff to do. It's blended from natural botanicals. Good for 12 weeks after opening. No refrigeration required, but don't freeze it. Best enjoyed in cocktails. Substitute one for one for rum in any recipe. Yay. All right. Okay, this is not the rum substitute. I'm gonna assume that this is either the Captain Morgan or the Lady Bly is my guess. Actually, let's see if I'm gonna figure out which one I think are those two. I think they'll be the most distinct. Okay. Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay. Oop. Okay. The substitute doesn't smell as bad as it did when I poured it because it's not jump. Well, it's good. This one might be jumping out. Okay, this one smells very boozy. Okay, this is the substitute. This smells very distinctly different, like a. Yeah, like some kind of weird syrup. I think these are our cheap spiced rums, I think. I actually have no idea anymore. I think this is my infusion. I think this is the fake one. All right, I'm going to just go. I'll figure them out in order, but that's what we'll do. I don't even know what I'm doing here, guys. I don't know how you're supposed to do this. I don't know what I'm doing. There's no science. Okay. Okay. Yep, that's definitely a cheap spiced rum. Lots of vanilla. I think just my memory of Captain Morgan from a couple weeks ago, I think that's what that is. It's whatever. It's not bad, but it's certainly not good. If I could see these, I could tell you right away which one the NA is because it's like syrup. Ryan says Styles Clash rules says you rank them before you guess. All right, I'll do that. Okay. I like that a little bit better than this one. Both very similar. This is actually a little bit smoother. Well, you guys can see the numbers. I forgot. I actually don't mind that. Still really vanilla heavy. But there's some other kind of like a cinnamon thing going on. All right. Okay. I'm ranking them as I drink them. I should build some kind of little pyramid thing so I can rank them. Well, this one is better than this one. So this is our winner will always go towards this side. How about that? Okay. One of these is good. I don't want to drink it. I think this is the... Okay. Chris says, I'm on a phone call, so I'm missing out. I'll need to catch the rewatch. That's all right. You're going to miss me throwing up all over the desk. It just... What is that smell? It's like a plasticky... Oh, man, I don't know. It smells very familiar. Like some kind of chemical that I have been around. Okay. I'm not going to guess. I'm going to stick with the Styles Clash rules. Not guessing. I'm just drinking. Oh, yeah. Woo. Okay, it doesn't taste that bad. But the texture is all off. It's like... thin and watery, but like syrupy too. Oh man. Ooh, that's wild. Okay, yeah, that I can already tell you that's at the bottom. That's horrible. I shouldn't say it's horrible. I think that with a little bit of like a seltzer, which I did grab a bottle of seltzer in a glass just to try it with something. You could do something with that. Which I guess is the whole point. Okay. All right. I think I know exactly what all these are because both of these are very vanilla heavy. This is not. This tastes like way more well-rounded with other flavors going on. There's a little bit of vanilla there, but it's way more like cinnamon and cloves and stuff like that. So I'm going to guess I made this. This sounds or tastes like something that I would build a profile for spiced rum out of. But do I like it more? I actually don't know. Yeah. I'm going to do... that. I actually don't mind that at all. I hope that's Captain Morgan. It's probably Lady Bly. Needs a little vanilla. Ooh, I'm gonna leave it like that. I think these could be flip-flopped, but this is a little bit off from after drinking several spiced rums from what it probably should be. It needs that vanilla component. Okay, let's see. Number two. Yeah, this is Lady Bly. This is mine. This is Captain. And this is the fake stuff. Yeah, that was pretty easy to guess. But the Lady Bly, this one, was a surprise. It was actually way better than I thought it was going to be. I like it when my booze surprises me. All right, I'm going to put a little splash of soda here with this fake rum and see if it tastes any better. Because that's... I mean, it looks like rum. Does not feel like rum. All right, let's get these out of the way here. Good news is you can get really cheap spiced rum that is actually better than Captain Morgan. It's good to know if I'm ever in the market for crappy spiced rum. All right, let's see what this tastes like. Yeah, it doesn't smell better. Okay, that didn't help the smell. Okay. No, not like that. I probably should have gone with like a Coke or something. Let's see what that did. Okay. That's weird. Julia said, don't forget to save some for the cuvée. Yeah, I've got some of all of these saved, including this. I'm not going to finish this. But I have other things to drink, too. And a couple fun things to talk about. We'll drink this down to appropriate amount for a cuvée. Okay. I should probably like refrain from making a big declaration about these because, like I said, I'm going to make a video about them. I think that like if for some reason I couldn't drink and for some other reason I had to be in a bar and for some other reason I couldn't just drink like water or a Coke or something else like that. And for some reason I couldn't drink an NA beer that tasted a little better. I had to drink a non-alcoholic cocktail. No, I can't. There's too many if I couldn't, because I would just drink like a soda with some lemon in it before I would drink this. Like just fizzy water. It's not very good. It's trying too hard to be something that it's not. I don't understand this whole like this thing that we have to create something that substitutes and is the same as rum or whiskey. What else do I have? Gin, maybe a tequila. I don't know. I don't know why we have to replicate that in the non-alcoholic world. Just be happy with like something that is non-alcoholic that tastes good. I don't get it. I officially don't get it. You know what I do get, though, and this is kind of the big topic of today's show. I get little beers. We've talked about little beers like this Sierra Nevada Pils that I'm freaking loving. These guys are so much fun in the same way that Little Kings are. It's the perfect amount of beer. They fit perfectly in like my favorite serving size, like these little like, what are these, a quarter of a liter? These little 8 ounce glasses. I don't even know if this might be smaller. This might be like a 6 or 7. I'm loving small beers. That's not exactly what I'm talking about, though. I'm not talking about physically small beers. I'm talking about smaller beers, as in lower alcohol beers. And we just got the announcement from Rheingeist recently that they were adding to the Truth family with Half Truth, which is a session IPA. All of the flavor that you like from Truth, all of those tropical notes and all of that, in like, what is it, 4.5, 4.7, something like that, which is 4.7 is what this is. And I think that this is, there's a couple things to unpack with this. Number one, I love it because that is how I'm drinking right now. I want to drink more of a lower ABV beer. I love drinking small serving size of a beer because I can drink more units of it than I would be otherwise. I love this. I'm a little concerned. And concerned isn't even the right way to put it, because I don't think it's a bad thing. But in the same way that this rise of light beer, which I'm not opposed to, Cincy Light is always hanging out in the background here in the studio, because I love that there are brands like Cincy Light here in Cincinnati that are representing light American lager from a local brewery. I love that. But there is this other side to it. I think that, like, a big part of what craft beer was for a very long time was more of a focus being put on what you're drinking. For decades, people just didn't care what they were drinking at all. They didn't think about it. They didn't taste it. They didn't. It was just marketing. They bought what they were supposed to buy, and they drank it while they were watching a football game, or while they were out back grilling in the backyard, or whatever. When you walk home after work, you do, get a walk in the door after work, you crack one open, and that's just what you do. It didn't matter what it was. And we got away from that when craft beer was born, and when it exploded. All of a sudden, people started caring about what they were drinking. And I think that's a good thing. I think that caring about what you're drinking and what you're eating is good for us. I think that we need to be paying attention to these things in front of us and what we're putting into our bodies. We need to focus on it. And people were. This whole slow food movement thing started taking off with actual food, and people were paying attention to that. People started drinking better coffee and beer and cocktails, and like all of these things started like getting really exciting for somebody that loves flavor in the things that we're consuming. Somebody like me, it got exciting that the average person suddenly cared about what things tasted like. And now we're seeing some of those companies shift back and start to cater to, again, not caring about flavor and not focusing, which is fine, because there is a large majority of people that don't want to pay attention to what they're drinking. And there are plenty of opportunities where you shouldn't have to. And I stand by that too. There are times where you should be able to just drink some light beer and not have it be the focus of what you're doing. I think, and what I like, is a beer like this one, like this Pilsner, that you don't have to focus on if you don't want to. If you just want to sit with your friends and crush a bunch of these tiny little cans, or Little Kings, or whatever, another fun drink, whatever it happens to be, that's fine. You can do that, and it fits that situation really well. Again, 4.7%, easy drinking. It's perfect. But if you want to kind of fuss over it and you want to pay attention to it, there is something more to it. And I like that too, because sometimes I want to fuss over my beer. And I don't want us to get to the point as drinkers or eaters, consumers, where we stop paying attention to things again. And I feel like a lot of this shift towards small beers, be them things like this, or light American lager, or even session IPAs, I think a lot of that shift is catering to people that don't want to pay attention to what they're drinking. Those same drinkers that for years were just drinking light lager because that's what they were supposed to drink. The same people that made seltzer explode. It doesn't make me optimistic about what the next few years are looking like. That's what I think. Not sure. 2023. I don't know what the question was. Did I ask a year? I don't know. I'm gonna take a big swig of this because it's a good beer. Oh yeah. See, that's like, it's a light beer. Like it's an easy to drink beer. But like when you get your nose in there, there's this great hop character. It doesn't dominate, but it's there. It's fruity and it's floral and okay. Cheers. Yeah, that is so good. I love cocktails and I love booze. I love this whole wide world of drinking that we get to be a part of. But I still like there is nothing to me that beats a great craft beer. Nothing. I still love it. It's still my favorite beverage, and that makes me happy to know. I do have another beer that I want to drink, but we'll wait a minute. I contemplated. Joe says I'm still chasing big beers. I'm fine with that. I think, and I guess I'm part of the problem because I don't chase big beers a lot. I'm not opposed to them, and I drink plenty of them, and I have plenty of them in the house, but. There's something different for me about like coming home and cracking open one big beer and kind of sitting and drinking that versus coming home and just like crushing a few different beers. That's still fun. I don't know. I was gonna pull some label approvals tonight, and I did. I started pulling some, and then I changed my mind because I didn't. Number one, I didn't have time to sort all of them and figure out which ones I wanted to talk about, which ones I didn't. But I figured through some of these conversations, we would already have a pretty full show. So I did pull one. If you remember back, I don't know, a month or two ago. Was it March, maybe? Rheingeist teamed up with New Riff and released a bourbon. It's called Duet. This stuff is fantastic. I love this. I did a video where I tasted it and I talked about it a little bit. I think in the video, I actually can't remember if I left it in or edited it out. I was talking about the fact this whiskey spent a bunch of time in barrels before they figured out what they were going to do with it. After they figured out what they were going to do with it, they sent it over to Rheingeist, where it left those barrels and went into one of the fooders in Rheingeist. The fooder, previously aged beer, so it took some of that character. Eric says, I don't chase big beers, but I've tripped over a few. You've been there too. It took some of the character of the beer, then they pulled it out. I think they aged it again somewhere else. I'm not sure on that though. They might have just straight bottled it after that. And that's what this beer has become. But and what I'm probably cut out of the video, maybe not. I'd have to go back and watch it, was what comes next. So you have this fooder in Rheingeist, and there is a fly. And that's gonna drive me crazy. There's this fooder that had beer in it that then gets filled with great whiskey and then gets dumped and bottled. And now you've got this really fresh, really wet fooder with whiskey just dripping from the seams. What goes into it next? And I had some theories that I was throwing out and spent way too much time talking about during the video, which is why I probably cut it out. My instinct was it was going to be some kind of ink that would go in there and some kind of fresh whiskey ink or I don't know. I think I was wrong. I think I was very wrong about it because the one label approval that I will talk about tonight is this one here. It's called Resonance. If you notice, in harmony with New Riff, and if you look at these next to each other, see? See what's going on here? That's not a coincidence, right? I think that this is probably the beer that was in those that fooder. It says, well, let's read. Let's see what it says. Resonance is a smooth and sonorous. I don't even know what that means. That's a great word. Wheat wine ale aged in Duet American whiskey barrels. Okay. So not in the fooder. That's even more interesting. Not in the fooder. There might still be something in the fooder. I don't know. Our harmonious collaboration with New Riff Distilling. Rich bready, slightly sweet. Resonance rings with notes of toasted caramel, heather honey, ripe figs. 15.5% ABV. It's been aged 8 months. I don't know. This might have been those barrels that this was in originally before it went to the fooder. We still might be seeing a fooder beer from this. I don't know. In harmony with New Rift. Yeah, give me this all day long. I love it. I love when things kind of like tie together and you get these products that it's like, here's a whiskey, here's a beer, here's some kind of food or something. And they all kind of connect somehow. They have like this personality that intertwines. Yes, that's the kind of stuff that gets me excited. Ryan says, I met a guy at Fabled who works at New Riff, and he said things were in the works, but he couldn't speak to what they were. Yeah, everybody's going to be a little secretive about it. I usually just don't ask. I poke around until I get a little hint at something, and then you start asking leading questions, and then you can get some good stuff. I'm pretty sure that from what it sounds like to me here, just by reading this label, is that this is the barrels that this was in first, and we'll probably still see something out of the fooder. Now the fooder, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong on this, I'm pretty sure that the fooder that this whiskey went into was one of their sour beer fooders. So there's some wild yeast strains. So I don't know that they would actually put like ink or something in it. It might be something completely different that I didn't anticipate, which I like. I don't like having to anticipate everything or not being surprised. I like surprises. And that's, again, part of the fun of craft beer. Things don't have to be simple and predictable. And in fact, I don't want them to be simple and predictable. All right, Zach says, getting here real late, just trying to get ready for second kid on the way. Wife is being induced this Thursday. I'm drinking Wandering Monsters, Monster Chili Cheese Coney. Well, good luck, man. It's kids are fun, even when there's multiple that are all battling against you. It'll be fine. You'll do great. Make sure you pack a cooler for the hospital. You got to have some beers for the hospital room. You should bring some tiny beers. Man, that's good. I'm trying not to finish the whole thing because I got to save some for the cuvée. Okay. We're going to drink something. Little Kings. No, that was a Sierra Nevada Pils. One more beer. And then we'll start wrapping things up. While I was in the fridge grabbing things, I found a bottle of this. I actually found two bottles of this. I don't know how much of this is laying around in people's fridges anymore. It's a little sad to see it. But I figured it was a fun topic of discussion that we haven't talked about for a while. Anchor Steam. Anchor Brewing. We have not seen a lot of movement out of them. I have heard that there is some movement at the brewery. And actually, if I had planned ahead, I do have some friends in the area that maybe would have some insight. Sorry, I had to find where I put my bottle opener. I used to hang it right here, and then I moved it over here, and evidently now I moved it over here. That makes things really complicated. Zach said, bring little beers for the cooler in the hospital. Yeah. Julia says, dang, that's an aged beer there. Yes, it is. This was packaged 4/26/2023. So 3 years. This is probably not going to taste great. but it is one of my last two. So we'll see. I'm pouring this very careful because I don't know if it's settled or not. I don't want any chunks. No, we're good. Okay. Oh, there's a fly. He's hanging out on the... Oh, don't fly away. I'll smack you with a towel. Oh, he's back. If he lands on that light, I'm getting him. I don't even care. You better run away. Okay. It still looks like Anchor Steam. A little bit of haze to it. Copper color. Everything I remember it looking like. Man, this beer, even like, I think like when I first started drinking craft beer, I tried it and it was not super remarkable to me. But then as I started kind of getting into craft beer and really kind of figuring out the stories of some of these beers, and I kind of started to understand Anchor Steam and what it was, I obviously got a little more intrigued by it and tried it again and tried it again. And it eventually became not a regular beer that I was drinking, but a beer that, like, I would go buy a six pack of it, I don't know, once or twice a year, maybe, just to kind of, revisit and, I don't know, reconnect with a brand that means a lot to craft beer. So I've drank a few of these over the years, I guess is where I'm going with it. That head is like this, like really great, like creamy. That's pretty. Okay. It doesn't smell super old. Sometimes when you get a beer with a couple years on it like this, a few years on it, as soon as you get your nose in there, it's just all cardboard and just misery. I'm not getting that. It doesn't smell fresh. There's not like floral hops leaping out of the glass or anything. All right. Prost. Yeah, that's still fine. They could use a little hops. It's definitely missing. It's not balanced anymore. Like, it's missing this whole other, like, this top end. But it's still kind of interesting. Definitely very kind of caramely, malty. It's kind of sad. I think they'll be back. Ryan says, too bad Alex isn't here tonight. I bet he has some worthwhile news. Yeah, I'm sure at some point he will have some news for us. We'll have to make it a point to talk to him at some point soon. There's lots of news going around that we need to talk about. I need to get some brewcasts ready for you guys. There's lots of episodes that need to happen. This like simultaneously feels... Well, I mean, I'll tell you what this tastes like to me. This tastes exactly like the current status of Anchor. This is like this like weird, sad memory of a beer. Like, even if, and I we can be like very optimistic about the return of Anchor and that they will fulfill this legacy and be as great as anybody remembers. But in all likelihood, it won't. It'll be a great little tourist spot and I'm sure they'll make something that is probably a good steam beer. There's no way it's ever going to be the same, though, both in story and in character and in product. I can't imagine that it'll be the same. And that's kind of what this is. Like, it reminds me of what this beer used to be. It's not exactly like it used to be. Zach says, will you post weekly pint episode from after your camping trip last week on a podcast forum? Haven't seen it since last week. Yeah, if I didn't post it, I'll try to get it up. I'll try to get up this week before I do this one. It's been a week. It's been a busy week. I know I've hinted at it over the last, I've hinted at it more over the last couple weeks, but there's been like another thing that I've been working on for the last, couple years, a whole other kind of, content personality that I've been trying to figure out. And, I didn't really flip the switch yet, but it's there. The switch has been flipped, and that content is now also working its way into my schedule, which is another adjustment. That's just the way it works. Any news on the magazine? The magazine's going great. The first issue is still slated to be released. Zach says, hang on, man. I'm trying to answer each question. The magazine is still slated to be released in July is the plan. So finishing touches are happening right now, and then it'll head to the printers towards the end of this month. And printers or the digital printing. I don't even know what you call that. It'll either be at the printers or in your inbox towards the end of the month. If you're a Nomi and you have the digital version of it, you'll get that as soon as it goes to the printers for the print version. And Julia says two personalities, the gnome and the giant. Here's what I struggle with. The two sides, and they're definitely both like pieces of my personality. It's definitely me on both of them, but I still struggle bringing them together, and I still can't figure out why. And I think that, I know that like the biggest part of this kind of first wave of content that is out on the other channel is the other channel, the other platform, the other personality. I don't even know what to call it. I'll call it a channel just to keep it easy. Is kind of that struggle and I trying to understand why it exists, and why I'm creating that, because it's just me. There's no reason that like I couldn't take a video that I'm creating for this other thing and put it up on the Gnarly Gnome, or to take a podcast and mix it in with all these other ones that I'm doing. There's no logical reason that I couldn't do that, except this thing in my head that is like trying to keep the Gnarly Gnome as the drinking stuff and this other thing as this stuff. And then maybe one day there's another thing that's this, maybe music. You guys all know that I like music. I've got a freaking stage in my basement. Like maybe that's another project one of these days that gets sent out to the public. I don't know. I don't know if they should all exist in separate bubbles that then all kind of somehow connect, or if they should just exist in separate bubbles. Okay, the documentary. Zach says, will the documentary you showed last month hit the light of day on YouTube this summer? We don't have a date when it'll be on YouTube yet. I'm doing some tweaking right now. It'll be done being tweaked. I think we're saying the beginning of July for that right now. At which point, I assume right around then it'll probably hit YouTube, but I don't have a for sure date on that yet. I still, even once I get the final cut done, I still got to finish some artwork before it hits YouTube. So probably not July or August when it actually hits. Nomies will obviously know first before anybody else, and it'll go to them first. I'll tell you this. In July, Nomies will definitely have some version of it. It may not have all the finished artwork and subtitles and all of that, but it'll be up there. I shouldn't say the final version, because there is a chance that over the next like year, there will be like three different versions of this that live in different places. By the way, it's going right now. That's a long story. There will be some chances to view it. Probably not without sound, though. I don't think there's going to be sound at Missing Link. I think it'll just be playing on some TVs somewhere, I think. And then I'm trying to, I don't know if this has been announced, so I don't know if I can say anything. There is another day later this summer where I'm planning some stuff, we'll say, some stuff. And that stuff might include some of the documentary going on too. That's very vague because I don't know what I can talk about, and I don't actually have my stuff figured out either, so it wouldn't matter. Julia says we've never seen you play music on that stage. It could be for pole dancing routines for all we know. There are some people that have definitely seen me play music on that stage. Just because you haven't doesn't mean it didn't exist. I don't know that anybody that I've seen jump on the stream tonight has seen me play music on that stage, but so some people have. It exists. Okay, let's couvée this, and then we'll wrap things up, because we're right about an hour. And since I started late means, it's almost 11 o'clock. All right, we're going to couvée it in a fancy glass. We have a little bit of our non-alcoholic rum substitute, and to that, we add Sierra Nevada Pilsner. And to that, we add some Anchor Steam. Okay. To that, which one's the, I don't know which this is. To that, we add some lady, what is it, Lady Bly? Okay. And, okay, this is our home-infused rum. Okay. Needs a fancy name. And then to that, we add some Captain Morgan. Okay. Now this is what I'm guessing is probably the grossest thing I've drank all week. Okay. It looks like a beer. Don't know. Ooh, yeah. Oh, that smells just great. That smells awesome. Look, I appreciate you guys for hanging out. I appreciate you for forcing me to do this. Prost. Mm. Mm. Oh, that gets bad. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. So the beer kind of gives it this this beginning that is like kind of soft and easy drinking. And then you get that bite of rum that finishes with all of the disgusting chemical whatever thing from the fake rum. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, that's a cuvée that does not disappoint. Speaking of disappointed, Zach mentions, for the record, a few episodes back, you mentioned I disappeared when choosing the beer from the fridge and it was my idea. Had to get off that night because my kiddo woke up when you did that and I had to put her back to bed. Sorry you sounded disappointed. It was. You made me drink a beer and then you didn't drink it with me. That's rude. You made me drink almost by myself. Luckily, everybody else hung out on the stream. If everybody had gotten off the stream, do you know how embarrassing that would have been? If every single one of you just left. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go grab a beer from the fridge. You guys wanted the beer from the fridge. And I turned around and I rummaged in my fridge and I'm rummaging. And I came back, I got my beer. And there was nobody there. And then I decided to drink alone. Nobody wants to drink alone. That's the whole purpose of the show, is that we don't have to drink alone. We drink together. That's what we do. All right. Let me kill this. Oh, I don't want to. It's not good. It's not good. Oh. Yeah, see, not bad. Not bad. Still not bad. There it goes. There it goes. Oh, yeah. That's incredible. All right. Thank you guys very much. I'm going to get this show exported. Make sure I get last week's show exported. And we'll get them both uploaded tomorrow for you. So you guys have a podcast of both weeks. Yeah, thanks for hanging out. I appreciate all of you. If you have not already become a Nomi, I encourage all of you to do that because Nomis get pretty much everything first. They don't get this show first because I don't really know why. Probably should. But then I just have to post it again. Maybe we'll start doing that. Maybe, no, because most of the Nomis hang out here. You know what? This is getting it first. You guys are just allowing all of the normies to hang out with you while you enjoy your early preview of a show. That's actually what it is. Because when this show first started in 2019, it was an audio-only show through, like, Periscope. And it was just for normies. Nobody else got it. It was just for you guys. So you have allowed the normies to enjoy your show. That's why you're awesome. Not because you support me, because you allow other people to be part of what you love. We'll be back next week. Next week will be fun because my entire family is out of town, except for me, because I have to work. So they're all going out of town for several days, and my house will be quiet. There will be nobody running above me. I will probably not be wearing pants because I can just walk around the house without pants on without my kids being traumatized. So that'll be fun. You guys get to see Pantsless Gnome. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be the most watched episode of all time. Pantsless Gnome. That's already the title. Get ready. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out. I appreciate all of you. TheGnarlyGnome.com/support to become a Gnomie. I've decided that not only will I be pantsless next week for the rumination, we'll do a cocktail. We'll do a rum cocktail. So we need a name. That's what we got to figure out this week, is a name for the cocktail. Start writing your ideas down. We'll do it on the fly during the show. It's going to have rum, probably some lime, rum, probably have some rum. And rum. Have some rum. Yeah, I'll put some rum in it. Rum. And rum. Have some rum. Rum.